Eric Wilson, 11th grade. Last hour, I knew we were going to have this conversation. So I went around and I asked a few of the teachers who were free about how they feel about possibly being armed. And from the very few opinions I have, it was mostly leaning in the direction of if it were a voluntary program and you had people that, and you had teachers who came into it voluntary, they were compensated for training, and they were trained basically like police to respond in a crisis situation, then they would feel comfortable about it. Even if they themselves wouldn't be a part of the program, they feel like it would be beneficial, at least in some way.
Derek Richard, 11th grade. I think that teachers having guns would like make me scared in the classroom, because if a teacher needs a gun, something might possibly happen. And then my second hour teacher, she said once she needs to have a gun, so stop teaching. She doesn't want to teach in that type of learning environment.
Brennan Motes, 11th grade. And to bounce off of that, if teachers were to have a gun, then that would mean that at least my impression would be living in fear at school. I don't want to be attending a classroom where my teacher is not brandishing, but you can see some sort of handheld gun on them, because teachers aren't trained in it. Yes, training would help, but they're not trained in it, and that's not what they signed up to do. They signed up to teach us, not to police us in that kind of environment.
Emily Dieter, 12th grade. I feel like usually when teenagers or young people try to speak up on an issue, we're always told to sit down or shut up because we're just kids and we don't know anything, but then we're expected to act like adults. And I feel like this time we are demanding to be heard, and we're demanding that we want a change, and we won't be told to sit down and shut up anymore because we're tired of it and we want to see change.
Cameron Manine, 12th grade. I think that I've seen a lot more of my friends posting about it, and in this movement, I see that the kids and teenagers aren't letting it die, and that's the most important thing. Like, I haven't stopped posting about it since it happened, and I won't, because I want people to know that, like, this isn't okay, and it should have never been okay, and we need to make changes, and we're the generation that can do that at this point.
Raya Kugler, I'm a senior. I'm actually hosting the walkout with Cameron, and for me, I've feel very strongly about speaking up about things. I've never really had a filter on any issue, but this one has made me feel more empowered that I can actually start this walkout and have a backing of everyone within the school. You see this stuff put together by adults all the time, but now we're the ones doing it, and I think that we can do just as well, and I think that it gets more attention from people when kids are having their voices being heard, because we're the next generation and we're the ones that have to set up what's coming next.